Shalom and good morning. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. We continue to enter into the revelation and understand what God is saying to us. We're in the book of Revelation chapter 19, and we want to deal with verses 1 all the way to 10. It's a very interesting session here, because it's giving us the hallelujahs that were happening in heaven. For the 7 years that the church was in heaven, and the church has been invited to go for the marriage feast. And we discover that here on earth, there was defeat of all the enemies of the church. So heaven was responding. And we want to see how heaven was responding to these 7 years. Very, very important. And the Bible talks about three major hallelujahs. And hallelujah means praise the Lord. First of the hallelujah came when there was the fall of Babylon. I told you the fall of Babylon means spiritual idolatry, self-rule, form of godliness without the power of God. It was in the form of a woman that continued to counterfeit for the church after the church was taken. But when heaven discovered how God's wrath had continued to be poured here on earth, for the Babylon, heaven rejoiced. Look at this. Chapter 19 of verse 1 says, after this, that's after Babylon was declared to have fallen and her partners were mourning and lamenting, and those that and an angel took a stone and threw it into the waters and said, this is how Babylon will fall, never to be remembered again. Bible says that after this, I heard what sounded like a roar of great multitude in heaven shouting. I want you to see that whole of heaven, a multitude, great multitude in heaven. This is now in heaven. They are rejoicing and they are saying and they are shouting, hallelujah. And what were they saying? Salvation and glory and power belongs to our God. They attributed three qualities of God. They said, because of the fall of Babylon, salvation belongs to God. Not even because of the fall of Babylon, because of who God is, of the qualities of God. Not even what he has done or he does, but who he is. It's salvation and glory and power belongs to our God. Then they said, for true and just are his judgments. So the heaven looked at the judgment of God, judging this woman. And he said, he has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of the servants. I think that was one great thing for heaven to rejoice. I think heaven had looked at how this woman continued to thrive on earth, and they were wondering how he would come to an end. But when God judged her, they said this was righteous judgment. And they praised God. They glorified God. That this great woman was who corrupted the earth with adulteries had been condemned, had been judged. They said God had already avenged the blood of his servants. She had killed many here on earth. She had killed people of God, the servants of God, the prophets, the apostles, the teachers, the pastors, men and women of God. They were killed by this great wolf that looked as though she was, the church. But heaven, with a mighty roar, they were rejoicing. Verse 3 it says, and again they shouted another hallelujah. The second hallelujah. Why were they saying hallelujah? Not because she was only judged. Because the smoke from her goes up forever and ever. When they saw the smoke, because you remember she was burned, remember she was by God's calculations, she was burned by the beast together with the 10 kings. We read in chapter 17. But here, the smoke is still going forever and ever. She's burning, but heaven is rejoicing over this. Look at what 24 elders does. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, hallelujah. This was another way to worship God. Can you see how 24 elders and the four living creatures, they fell down? So when God judge evil and iniquity and wickedness, it's a reason for heaven to rejoice. I think this should give us a cue on when we should be able to worship God. Sometimes when God judges evil, sometimes we feel like, oh God, what did you do? But when God has judged evil, when God judged this woman who counterfeited for the church and killed, and God avenged her, 24 elders and living creatures, they worshipped God. And they said, Amen, let it be so. And they said another hallelujah. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise the Lord. There's another hallelujah, hallelujah. All you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small. These servants of God were also invited to praise God all over, wherever we are. And we are praising God because of the defeat of this demonic woman. Look at verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah, for our God Almighty reigns. Now, this is another more shout of hallelujah. I think the fourth one now is because God reigns. This one was saying, for our God, Lord God Almighty reigns. What does this mean? God, he is the El Shaddai, he reigns. We need to worship God. Evil comes and goes, but God reigns. Many people comes and go, but God reigns. He rules. Evil comes and rules for some times and goes, but God remains forever. Heaven is rejoicing like multitudes of rushing water. They are calling and worshiping God for the reign of God. But above all, which we need now to, as we dwell here, is that we also need to rejoice. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Her fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stand for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the words of the true God. At this, I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said, don't worship me, worship only God. I want to see that this portion of 7 years is summarized by this part, by these 10 verses. That the first part of these shows how heaven was responding because of how God continued to judge the woman or the prostitute woman for 3.5 years. And even for the 7 years, because we are coming to, you know, to that, even for the other part of the 7 years. But still, when the tribulation was going down here, the wedding feast was going up, was going on up in heaven. Remember, for the 7 years of great tribulation on earth, it is also the 7 years that the bride has been invited for the wedding. And we are rejoicing. So see, heaven is also rejoicing, not only because of what is happening down here, but because of what's happening up there. They rejoice and they give glory. Why? For the wedding of the Lamb has come. This is the wedding feast. And the bride has made herself ready. The bride is the church that was taken in chapter Revelation chapter 4. The whole of the 7 years is portrayed to be equal to the 7 days that the bride and the bridegroom would have a feast in Jewish culture after the wedding. You see, after every wedding of the Jew, the couple would continue to do a feast for 7 days, and they would invite others, and it was a merrymaking time. And here, the church is portrayed to have been taken for the wedding, and this wedding is a wedding feast, and heaven is rejoicing. Why? The bride has made herself ready. She's already in heaven, and she has been given fine linen. I want you to see this, and it is a bright, this linen is clean, and it was given her to wear. You can look at the bride, very bright, very clean, wearing fine linen. And this stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people, because of the way she continued not to soil herself on earth. And heaven is rejoicing all this. Then, not only the bride and the bridegroom that is rejoicing, the angel also said, right, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. He added, these are the true words of God. Who are those invited for the wedding supper? It's not the church, it's not the bride. The bride cannot be invited to her own wedding. These are all the tribulation saints, the souls of the tribulation saints who were butchered in the 7 years of great tribulation, and their souls were taken up to heaven. They're already in heaven. I know sometimes in Revelation 6, the Bible says at one time they were crying to God that their blood should be avenged, but also they have been invited for the marriage supper of the bride. They are not the bride. The bride is the one that was raptured. But also the angels have been invited for this, and heaven rejoices over this. And when John discovered, or he was shown how heaven is rejoicing by the angel because of what was happening on earth, the defeat of God's enemy, and because of how the bride and the bridegroom were rejoicing and those that were invited, John fell at his feet to worship the angel. But the angel said, do not do that. I'm a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and your sisters who hold true to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God alone, for it is the spirit of the prophecy who bear the testimony of Jesus. This is very critical to realize that we don't worship angels. Angels here, this angel said, they are also servants like us. So when we talk about that angels are servants, they are messengers, they consider themselves that they are messengers, they are servants. So, and that's why sometimes the servants of God and the prophet and the bishops here are also called angels. Like in Revelation chapter 2, when John was writing to the seven churches, he said, write to the seven angels. So sometimes bishops, that are pastors of the time, are also called angels because they consider themselves to be servants. They're only in different rank. They're only in spiritual. They do not have bodies like us. But we are all servants of God. We serve God in our different dimensions. They serve God there in heaven and here on earth. and they do not have bodies, but we have bodies, but we all serve God. May we rejoice together with heaven. Father, we rejoice together with heaven. Heaven rejoice with a lot of hallelujahs, more than three hallelujahs, because of God judging the woman, the prostitute, and also God judging all the beasts and all what is happening down here. Heaven rejoices. But also heaven rejoices because of the 7 year of feast that's going on in heaven. We equally join together with them. Even today, as we look forward for what to happen, Lord, we rejoice together with them in Jesus' name.